Well, you are really welcome to the Dead Minds podcast, and thank you very much for attending. We can maybe begin by introducing yourself to the audience.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Divyanshi Upadhyay, the author of On the Rooftop.
Okay. So, how did you know that you wanted to become an author when you first started writing? How did it come to you that you wanted to become an author?
I had a lot of like story ideas in my mind and a lot of things that like I would love to just like put down. Like I had a diary, like a journal, where I would sometimes like write how my day went or, you know, the highlights. And so then I used to think, why can't I put my ideas onto paper, like make them come to life? So then that's when I decided, yes, I want to become an author.
Okay. Can you tell us a little about yourself, where you come from, your background, how long you have been writing, or anything else we would find interesting about you?
Okay. So my name is Divyanshi. I'm currently 15 years old, and I live in a small country called Rwanda, which is in Africa, and I live in the city of Kigali.
Yes.
I live with my family. It's me, my mom, my dad, and my little sister. And I don't have very many hobbies, but I really like reading and writing, thus, you know, me becoming an author. And I've been writing for, I think for about 3 years. Yes. Yeah, it hasn't been long, but I've been writing for about 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your most recent book? Tell us a little more about it.
My most recent book is On the Rooftop, the first part of the series. And in my book, it's a story of three friends. There's Evelyn, Liam, and Jacob. And there's
yes.
friends who, each of them have different stories, different pasts, and different personalities. But there's like, they have this connection with each other. My first book is just about their stories. It's a story about their friendship.
Okay. How many books should be included in your series?
There's three.
And when can people expect the next one?
Right now, I actually have a lot going on because I have my graduation exams coming soon. So I'm really busy in like studying and, you know, preparing for the exam. So, but I've been like sparing some time, and I've been trying to like make to continue the plot and try to write the second part of the book. So I think by the end of this year, you'll probably see the second part of the On the Rooftop series.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is your writing process? Are you a pantser or a plotter? For example, do you outline and plan your story, or do you just sit down and write when you get an inspiration?
I think I sit down and write when I get the inspiration. Like, I know the plot in my mind. I have already like decided what the plot is, but deciding how the story will get to the plot, how the plot will carry on, I usually have some bits of inspiration, because sometimes I also experience a writer's block, and that's kind of somehow challenging, but I try my best to like get over it, and whenever I have the inspiration, I get down to write it, and yeah.
Okay, do you have like a daily or weekly writing schedule, or do you write only when you are inspired. How many words or pages maybe can you complete in a typical day when you have gotten inspiration?
I try to usually get weekly. I try to get some inspiration from somewhere, and I try to. I don't have a particular number of words or pages that I write. It's just as much as I have the motive, as much as I can do, as much as I have had the inspiration of, I write down that much, and I try to do as much as possible weekly.
Okay. Yeah. How do you classify the genre of the books you write, and are you trying to shift and write on other genres in the future?
I would say my genre is like a bit of romance and teen fiction, because mostly I focus on romance and teenagers, the way their lives are, the feelings they experience, their lives, and yeah, it's mostly teen fiction and romance. But I have been thinking recently, maybe I would like to change genres. I think that would be very interesting, a new experience for me to discover. So I think I'd definitely like to go in a bit of fantasy type of genre, but for now I'm just focusing on the second book of On the Rooftop.
Okay. Where do you get information or ideas for your books?
Most of the time for my books, I also read a lot of books, a lot of other teen fiction romance books. So I get a lot of inspiration from them, and I listen to a lot of music, so I kind of try to interpret the meaning of the music and the lyrics and everything. So I get most of my inspiration from music and other books that I read.
Okay, do you read reviews, or do you hear from your readers, or particularly your audience? What does people say about your writing in general?
Actually, very recently, I think a few days ago, I had a friend of mine who checked out my book. She downloaded it from Amazon. She got it from Amazon, and she read it, and she said that it was a good book, and it was a book that she imagined me to write. It fits my personality, and she says that it's really creative of me, and she really supports my book. And I've received a lot of other positive reviews from my friends, family, and audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the best advice could you give to other writers or someone who wants to become an author about writing and publishing?
I think advice I'd like to give is that if you have an idea, it's best to keep track of that idea. For example, if one day you're like, oh my god, this image, this scenario just came into my mind, I just thought about something, I think it's good if you can take a paper or record it, or you have to keep that idea. So in the future, maybe you can develop that idea and create a full story like I did. That's what happened with On the Rooftop. I just had an idea one day and I wrote it down, and I've just been continuing it since then.
So which means that an author has to always work with a journal and write any idea that comes to his or her mind.
Yes, I think that's a really good thing. And a lot of fellow authors, they have a lot writer's blocks where they don't know how to move the story further and how to write. So I think if you do have one, then you shouldn't stress about the block too much. You shouldn't force yourself to get over the block. I think if you just be calm about it, and I feel the inspiration will automatically come to you. You don't have to force yourself and stress about looking for inspiration.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
When did you first write your first book? And how old were you about that time? Tell us a little about your experience for the first book.
The first book that I wrote, I think I think it was longer than 3 years ago. It was in 2019 or 18. It was in 2019. I wrote my first book, and it was just a small. It was a start. But I wrote a small book, and I never got to finish it. I think it's just then I had an idea, and I wanted to put the idea into action. So I wrote down a few chapters, but I never got to finish it after that because I couldn't think of the plot further. And I think I just grew out of that plot line because that was a long time ago. But yeah, that was my first story. It was called Glass Heart.
Okay, you have said a little about music. Do you love music and singing?
Yes.
I once saw an article about you in the news, in the online newspapers.
Yeah.
But when was that time? How do you practice singing and music with writing? And between writing and music, maybe, what do you like the most? And what would you like to do in the future than the other?
For the article you saw about me, that was back in 2018. I had a bit of like, I was very much involved in music and I really wanted to do something about this hobby of mine. So I wrote a song and got it recorded, and I think it's still on YouTube till now, to this day it's still there. And for between music and writing, I think now I'd like to focus more on my writing aspect. Of course, I'd love to continue my music aspect too, but I think I can't do both of them at once because that would be too much for me to concentrate on. So right now I'm focusing on the writing and maybe for the music, but I'd still like to continue my hobby in music and try to make more music in the future.
Okay, thank you. What does your family say about your writing?
At first, when I was writing, it was more of like a hobby, so I did it in my free time, and they thought it was good. They supported me. But now that I have a published book and I'm an official author now, they really support me and they think it's really good that I write. And they think I should focus on it, I should grow with it, I should learn, experience like the writing, the whole writing experience, I should experience it, I should explore with my writing skills.
Okay, what was the most surprising things that you learned from creating your own books? Hello.
Yes, sorry. May you repeat?
What was the most surprising things that you learned from creating your own books?
The most surprising thing, I think, for me was to learn that I could actually do that. I could do it well. I didn't expect myself to be a good writer at first, but somehow I think it's because I read a lot. I know the techniques, the grammar, the way to transition between one time or one part in the story, one particular time, and then the next day. I think the surprising thing for me was that I could write well, so that was very surprising for me. I could write well, I could think of a plot, I could make the plot happen, and all that was very shocking for me because I didn't think I would be a very good writer anytime before, but now that I'm writing my books, I think that's the thing that's surprising me the most.
Okay, very good. As a child, when you were young, what did you want to become when you grew up?
When I was a child, I was very creative, so I would frequently change and be like, I want to be a singer. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be this. I want to be that. So I didn't have a fixed one, but most of the time I wanted to be a singer. I'd want to be a singer when I was younger.
Okay. What is your favorite book and author, and how has that book changed you, or what did you learn from the book?
I think my favorites change a lot, but right now I think one of my favorites would be Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yes.
It's a book by an author called Rick Riordan, and it's actually a book that I read last year, and it's a long series, but I think that's definitely one of my favorites because it has such a good plot, it really branches out with the creativity. The author is very imaginative and he can really draw you into his books.
Okay, what does being a successful author look like to you? How do you define your success as an author?
I think for me, being a successful author isn't about, you know, how much money you get with your books or all of that. I think being a successful author is when you look at your books and you see that the audience is loving them. You are making a difference. So you're impacting other people's lives. You are teaching them things. So I think that's being a successful author. When you realize that you can make a change in people's lives, you can highlight things that are happening in the world, and you can impact their lives with something. And as long as the audience enjoys it, I think you are a successful author.
Okay, very beautiful. What is on your reading in this February, if you have a reading schedule this February?
In my reading schedule this February, I would really like to read a few books by Colleen Hoover. She's also a romance writer, and I really think a lot of people have been recommending her books to me, so I think I really want to read her books this February.
Okay. Last year, you attended the Dead Minds Writers Contest, and
yes.
How did it support you in your career as an author?
I think the contest was like the main thing. It was my like stepping stone in becoming an author. Because before that, I was just a small author on this app called Wattpad, and I used to publish my books there. But when I saw a poster, the advertisement for the Daddy Man's Writing Contest, and I entered myself into it, and I hoped that I would win. But I didn't think my writing was as great. I think I wasn't much confident in my writing. But then Daddy Minds approached me and they said they would like to publish my book. And I think that's one thing that really made me gain more confidence in my writing, because it was actually going to be published. It really made me confident about my writing, and it made me want to continue my writing and continue being an author.
Okay, what would you like to tell parents out there about supporting their children when they want to build their own careers, like becoming an author, for example?
I'd like to tell the parents out there that being an author is something that's very, I think sometimes people undermine being authors, and I think that really shouldn't happen, because being an author is an amazing thing, honestly. I think parents should really give their child make their child feel like they are able to do whatever they want. They can be whatever they want. It doesn't matter like some parents would prefer if their children went to the medical field or some particular fields for work. And I think it would be really good if parents would give them, would be more open-minded to other jobs, like being an author, being a musician, being a therapist. I think, I think parents should support their child's dreams and should be with them and support them wholeheartedly.
Okay, good. So we have been discussing about you, and now maybe it's your turn. If you have any curiosity about Edmunds or any question you would like to ask Edmunds, I would like to remind people that I am Anati Royce, the founder and CEO of Edmunds. So do you have any questions about Edmunds?
I have a question. It's about, I heard that you were opening a bookstore.
Yes.
Yeah, so where is that bookstore going to be?
That bookstore is going to be online. We have actually switched all our systems to work remotely due to COVID-19. We learned a great lesson, because when the COVID-19 broke out, we had to close our offices like for one whole year. And it was really a big loss. So we are doing it online, and it will be available by on 25th of this February.
I wanted to ask if Daddy Minds has any, do you have any chance of opening a physical bookstore or publishing like physical books in the future for like the libraries in Rwanda?
Okay, DeadMinds has 60 plus different projects. We are actually a hybrid organization. Yes. We have social activities and both corporate activities. And one of our big projects is to start a book factory here in Rwanda and open libraries here in Rwanda.
Yes.
But that is in the future. It is currently not as easy due to the COVID-19, but it's one of the things that we are aspiring to do in the future.
Yes, thank you. That's all for the question.
Well, thank you very much for attending the Edmunds podcast, and thank you very much for attending the Edmunds Writers Contest of the last year. And
yes.
I would like to announce that you were the winner, because you are only the one of the only people who took it serious.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it was our first contest we were hosting, and people maybe thought that it was not real, but we really thank you very much for giving us the value and attending the contest. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.